And I was really tormented because I'm a man of faith that grew up going to church every Sunday. And I had these ideals. I want to be a husband. I want to be a father. I want to be a man of faith. I want to be a man who serves his community. I want to be all these things. But at the same time, having this deep, dark secret that was tormenting my heart and pulling my heart in two different directions. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Alrighty guys, this video is about shame and guilt with your porn habit, and why you have so much shame with your porn habit, and how to fix it and actually address it in a healthy way, all right? So there are a few things that are going on with your habit when it comes to shame and guilt, and that feeling that you get after you try really hard to beat this porn habit, all right? There are two fundamental things that's going on. Number one is that shame is caused by a discrepancy between your beliefs and where you are today. It's the dissonance and the gap between who you wanna be as a person and what your actions are today. Your words and your actions are not aligned. This is typically why people who have high standards and high moral values, people of faith, people who have religious background, doesn't matter, but people who have high standards for themselves, who want to be a certain man, and those high standards are so high that the lack of meeting that those standards and those values with integrity is what's causing you to feel so much shame that's causing you to feel this torment and pulling in your heart. That's what is going on here. Now, many people will argue and say that people who have high standards should lower their standards because porn is fine and natural, okay? The problem is people who have no standards are addicted to porn, and people who have the exact same addiction level, person A and person B, can have the exact same addiction level, can have the exact same habit, watch porn the exact same frequently, watch the exact same porn, but have very different responses to it. One person would feel intense shame and guilt and remorse after watching porn, and the other person will feel, it's fine, it's great, it's natural, I'm on top of the world. It's because of this discrepancy between their values, their moral standard, and where they are today, all right? So many people will say you should lower your standards so that it'll match your actions so that you can be remorse-free, guilt-free, shame-free, all that. It doesn't work, and here's why. If you lower your standards, then you're living out of integrity with who you want to be. It's very impossible to do. So therefore, the solution, what I found in my own life and also the men I work with, is the solution is to raise your standards so high that this discrepancy between your ideals and your current actions is so tormenting and so painful that it requires you to change. And this is the moment that people decide to do something about their porn habit. The discrepancy in the gap between who they want to be and who you are today is so painful that it requires you to change. It changes you and it forces you to take action because you hate it so much. This is what I did as a young man when I was trying to beat this porn thing. And I was really tormented because I'm a man of faith that grew up going to church every Sunday. And I had these ideals. I want to be a husband. I want to be a father. I want to be a man of faith. I want to be a man who serves his community. I want to be all these things. But at the same time, having this deep, dark secret that was tormenting my heart and pulling my heart in two different directions. So what I did, I increased my standard. I raised the bar of who I want to be, not just a man, of a religious man. It's nothing to do with faith. I want to be a man who is confident. I want to be a man who has integrity. I want to be a man who is a good husband, a good father. I want to be a man who has this attitude that is all in and passionate about what I care about, and I do everything I can to help other people. That's who I wanted to be. And anything aside for that was unacceptable. So anytime I did act out, the desire to act out and watch porn decreased, because I could not bear the feeling of having that torment anymore. I could not bear the pain of this gap between who I really want to be and just full force want to dedicate my life to and who I was in that moment. So that's the solution. That's the equation, is raising your standards so that you don't need porn in your life anymore. Okay, so the second thing that's going on with shame, it's not just this discrepancy of values and standards. It's also the fact that shame and guilt and remorse is also your brain's way of self-sabotaging itself to keep the habit with you. Because when you do watch porn, when you try your best to beat the thing and you try to stop and you just will yourself through it, and eventually you do act out and you slip up, what's your feeling? Oh, I can't believe I'm still here. I can't believe I'm still doing this. I might as well just give up. How many times have you been there? I might as well just give in because I'm already this far down. I'm already acting out and slipping up. I might as well just spend the whole weekend watching porn. I might as well spend the rest of the day just binge watching porn. Because the shame is what is actually contributing you to spiraling out of control. And what's the easiest way to drown the feeling of shame and guilt? Is more porn. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks. Back to the show. So in a way, you can see that the shame and guilt and remorse that you're feeling is actually your brain's way of telling you, hey, you know this feeling of shame? You know how much it sucks? Guess what would fix that? My friend, you need porn, because it would instantly take you out of shame and guilt into a feeling of relaxation. This is what your brain is telling you. And that's why people spiral out of control. But anytime you relapse, anytime you're stressed, anytime you're angry, anytime you're horny, you have an opportunity, my friends. Your opportunity is to label that belief that your brain is trying to tell you and fix it with a new belief. And in this situation, your brain is saying, hey, you're a shameful piece of garbage. You're a piece of garbage. You can't believe how dumb you are and how idiotic you are for keeping this habit with you. You don't deserve anything. You don't deserve anyone. You're a piece of garbage, you know that? But you know what would make you not feel like a piece of garbage? And on top of the world, porn would. It would solve all of your issues. And you know how stressed you are right now because of this porn thing? You know what help with your stress? Porn would. Okay, so now you see, it sounds silly, but when you actually label it and say, this is my brain's way of telling me that I need porn in order to self-sabotage, in order to keep me addicted as long as possible, then you can try to change it, okay? Then you try to change your behavior, because shame is the opposite of integrity. Remember that, shame is the opposite of integrity. And if you want to live with integrity in your life, you cannot keep shame with you anymore. Anytime you feel relapse, or anytime you do make a mistake, or anytime you do linger on Facebook or Instagram or at the gym or anywhere too long and looking at people, you have an opportunity to not go down that rabbit hole, but to back off and say, ah, this is my brain saying that's attractive. You know what also would be attractive? You know what also you might enjoy? Watching porn. But label it and say, this is a belief that my brain is trying to trick me into believing that is false. And it is not true that I need porn. In fact, I don't need porn at all. And that's when you take a different action. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life, and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.